Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 74 at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Georgia High School Shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Georgia say a suspect is in custody after an active shooting incident at the Appalachian High School in Winder, about an hour outside of Atlanta. The Barrow County Sheriff's Office says there are casualties but gave no other specifics. A source briefed on the situation tells ABC News the incident is over and the local hospital is treating multiple gunshot wounds. The high school issued a lockdown earlier. Students were evacuated and gathered outside at the football stadium. Former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett says police are still going from room to room inside the school and questioning the person in custody.
They're usually lone actors that go in and you know, commit violent mayhem and either die at the scene or, in this case, obviously, or he was taken into custody.
State, local police, along with the FBI and Georgia's Bureau of Investigations on scene. This is ABC News. Good news for drivers. The average price of regular unleaded has come down again to an average nationwide price of $3.29 a gallon.
Americans are now paying 52 cents less per gallon of gas than a year ago at this time. Over Labor Day, Gas Buddy predicts Americans saved over $750 million compared to Labor Day of last year because of lower gas prices. It's a result of lower oil prices globally, weakening demand from China, less driving in the U.S., and no major refinery problems. Along the Gulf Coast, the average is now at $2.84 a gallon for regular unleaded. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Google says it's expanding its Android earthquake alerts. That feature now covers the entire U.S. in six territories, alerting users to earthquakes with magnitudes of 4.5 or higher. It uses phone sensors to issue warnings, giving users crucial time to take action. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Planning a party for a Packer, Brewers, or Badgers game? They've got you covered at the Richland Locker. Try the new fully cooked barbecue smoked wings, savory Italian style beef, tender barbecue pulled pork, or delicious meatballs. And don't forget their famous summer sausage and snack sticks. Pair it with a cold craft or domestic beer, over 100 varieties to choose from. The Richland Locker, your one-stop shop for game day essentials. Stop by today.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for sunny and still feeling summer-like with a high of 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 53. Then tomorrow, increasing clouds and still warm, a 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms by early afternoon with a high of 79. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 45, it's 74 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. What I deal with every day is cataracts and performing cataract surgery, but also glaucoma care, macular degeneration care, providing exams for diabetic retinopathy and evaluating for that so that patients can have the best visual outcome that they are able to have.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at wirtzplumbingandheating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Platteville police are trying to identify a body found Monday night. Two people called in to the police department saying they found what appeared to be a body in the woods. The state crime lab has collected the remains and will try to determine how the person died and who they are. Anyone with information is asked to call the Platteville Police Department. Richland Center has hired a new city clerk. At last night's city council meeting, Alderperson Melanie Walters reported that Amanda Keller of Richland Center, who has been serving as the administrative assistant for a short time, has been hired to serve as the new city clerk. Walters also announced that the position of zoning administrator has finally been filled. Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner also reported to the council that the grant package to do work needed by the city for the new hospital location has been approved. Alderperson Mark Chambers announced that a new shelter is coming to the splash pad at Crosscut Park. The improvements at the splash pad are being funded by the Rotary Club. Chambers also reported that the park board is discussing new lighting at Crosscut Park. Alderperson Karen Tepley advised the council that while the city recently installed Wayfair signs so visitors can easily find areas of town, there is something new to come. She announced that the city will be placing trailhead signs marking the access points for the bike trail. The Richland Center City Council also approved a number of items at last night's meeting. Items included an application by the Marion M. Carley Revocable Trust to divide a parcel of land located at 286 West 6th Street. The request includes making the Dario a standalone building and to tear down the housing that is attached to it. The old housing will be replaced with two detached duplexes. Also approved was a renewal of legal services with Apt Swain Law, LLC, at $150 an hour. This contract maintains Michael Windell as the city attorney. Modification of the industrial park parcel boundaries, a temporary Class B picnic license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber for Hispanic Heritage Day at Crosscut Park, September 14th, a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce for a beer and wine walk on October 4th, and a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for Richland County Performing Arts Council for a concert on October 11th. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant also invites anyone who would like to give of their time to the city to find opportunities on the city's website. Opportunities to serve on a committee, board, or commission to influence local governance and promote positive change are possible. It's an opportunity to bring your perspective and skills to the table. Simply go online to richlandcenterwi.gov, click on the Government tab, and then Opportunities to Serve. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona launched the 2024 back-to-school bus tour in Green Bay yesterday, visiting Jackson Elementary, then moving on to the Oneida Nation's Oneida Elementary, celebrating multicultural and bilingual programs at the schools.
That's part of the fighting for public education bus tours, making sure that we have well-resourced schools, well-funded schools, and supported schools. Multilingualism is a part of that. And it's also embracing students' native cultures, too. We come from different parts. That's the beauty of this experiment that is the United States of America.
This year's bus tour theme, Fighting for Public Education, highlights how school communities use the Biden-Harris administration's historic investments in public education to support students of all ages and backgrounds.
We want to make sure all students learn English at very high levels, but having another language or maintaining their native language prepares them for international career that does engage with other countries. They're going to have a leg up, right? We know the benefits of bilingualism cognitively. The brain science is pretty clear.
Cardona is touring Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as schools start this week across the country. Children around Wisconsin are back in school this week. Wisconsin law enforcement agencies are asking drivers to keep those children in mind by being alert and cautious, putting down the phone by obeying posted speed limits, and sharing the road with young pedestrians. According to research by the National Safety Council, most of the children who lose their lives in school bus-related incidents are 4 to 7 years old, and they're walking in addition to stopping for buses with their stop arm extended. Motorists should always stop for school patrol officer or crossing guard holding up a stop sign. Gao's tenure hearing has been set for September 20th. Gao will fight to keep his tenure in front of the UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee later this month. The committee will then draft a recommendation for the full Board of Regents to consider. Universities of Wisconsin officials are looking to revoke Gao's tenure over pornographic videos he and his wife made and posted online. In July, UW La Crosse's faculty committee unanimously recommended Gao have his tenure revoked and be fired. Revoking Gao's tenure would strip him of pension fund, and he'd lose his teaching position in the communications department. Gao was fired as UW La Crosse's chancellor last December. It's September, and whether your child returns to school this week or has been back to school for a couple weeks already, now is the time to check in on their mental well-being. Recently released data on Wisconsin students' well-being shows persistent problems. More than half reported anxiety. More than a third reported feeling sad and hopeless every day for over 2 weeks, a mark of depression. A quarter of girls seriously considered suicide, and a fifth of high schoolers self-harm. Only a quarter of high school students get sufficient sleep every night. Getting the recommended amount of sleep at night is critical to mental health. Caregivers can prioritize the importance of sleep by removing all screens from bedrooms at night. Having screen-free bedrooms can also help reduce online bullying and unhealthy digital habits. The Wisconsin State Office of Children's Mental Health's Key Facts highlights the fact that more than half of high school girls say bullying is a problem in their school. 67% of girls report significant problems with anxiety, and sadly, about a quarter have seriously considered suicide. That translates to 93,000 high school girls who were feeling suicidal last year. Back-to-school time can be both exciting and stressful. First, adhere to sleep routines. Second, create or update your family's media plan covering times and spaces that are screen-free. Third, identify extracurricular activities that provide in-person connections for your child. These might be music lessons, sports, or after-school clubs. OCMH Director Linda Hall says helping your student develop healthy routines and learn to cope with stress will set them up for a successful school year as well as improve their mental health. The Child Mind Institute has a helpful back-to-school resource guide at childmind.org/resources/back-to-school, and OCMH has a variety of tools and support for families available online at children.wi.gov. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know that local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. He adds people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
And always let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Medicare drug plan enrollees nationwide who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an average savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Bowen says about 50,000 people in Wisconsin will benefit.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug cost will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. Congressman Derek Van Orden visited ORC Industries yesterday to highlight the nonprofit's efforts to help those with disabilities get into the workforce. According to a WEAU report, the organization partners with companies like Ashley Furniture to help people with disabilities work on things like packing hardware packs. Congressman Van Orden said the program is vital to people with disabilities and gives them a chance to feel a sense of hope and dignity while developing skills, earning a paycheck, and creating new relationships. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. DatCap's Michelle Reinen warns of lottery scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Are you suffering from BTSSS? You know, back to school sticker shock. Did you know that the Creative Outlet is full of gently used kids' clothes sold at resale prices? Yes, even the brands that your kids want to wear. Right now, we have 6 tag colors on sale to make room for all of the new clothes that are going to the sales floor on a daily basis. Save big money and send your kids back to school in style at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. Everyone loves money and would like to have a large amount of it to live in the life of luxury. To help make this happen, many individuals buy lottery tickets, enter contests, and even purchase raffle tickets to hopefully win any amount of money to help financially. Scammers also like to make a large amount of money and do so by targeting consumers, including lottery players, who could be targeted by more than one scammer. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
One scam can move into a second scam and into a third, all asking you for money and all seeming legitimate. So what happened here is recently we received a complaint where the scammer was using this escalated series of claims and tricks to steal money. And it's important to note that this really did happen and the person lost over $155,000. So it started when a consumer received a phone call claiming to come from the New York Department of Consumer Protection, and they had indicated that they'd won the Mega Millions lottery, but had not yet claimed their prize. However, you know, in order to receive that prize, the scammer said that the consumer had to pay state and federal taxes plus additional fees. And we've talked many times about how you don't have to pay to win a prize, but that was the first layer of this scam.
When the first lottery scam is successful, unfortunately, other scammers start targeting the victim.
And then what happened is it did snowball because the consumer was next contacted by another scammer impersonating the Colorado Department of Consumer Protection who requested an additional payment. But this time the consumer did become suspicious and didn't pay. And what happened next is that they were later contacted by someone claiming to be from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Now, this person informed the consumer that they were investigating the case and said the previous calls had been a scam. All of them were working together in this situation. But they said the U.S. Department of Treasury could get this consumer's money back, that $155,000 they'd paid, but that they would need to send money to cover the attorney's fees. So very fortunately, the consumer chose not to make the payment. They contacted DadCap as soon as they became suspicious, and we were able to redirect them and let them know that this was all a scam. But you can see how very easily this can just snowball out of control when you are dealing with what you think are legitimate government agencies, but a scammer is just impersonating them.
After being targeted, it may not be easy to avoid lottery scams, according to Reinen.
It is a very tangled web, and it can be difficult to get out of these situations because they see that you're willing to engage in that first stage, so then they're going to come up with many more reasons until you cut them off, but they'll continue to try and try again.
If you receive a call and suspect a lottery scam, hang up and contact DadCap. If you have been scammed, contact DadCap as well. You can contact their Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held this evening. During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. This will be the first time anyone has heard the findings, including the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Dave Turk serves as the board chair.
We're looking forward to hearing the information Wednesday night as much as the public, and then we have to start really thinking about stuff. So we know it's been a slower process than people would have liked, and we would love to have answers a lot quicker than we have, but we also, as Candace said, we need to do this right. So we want to be careful, get all the information we need, and then make the best decisions we can.
Beginning at 6 this evening at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. County Administrator Candace Pesch urges all interested parties to attend.
You can park around the back and enter in the banquet room doors from the back parking lot, especially for those that access is a challenge. That way you don't have to worry about stairs or an elevator. Otherwise, you can come in the main front doors and go right down the stairs and you will be right down into the banquet room.
A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County Government website. No future plans for the campus will be discussed at this time. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating its third season, as well as the 91st anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, which was centered in Coon Valley. A meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club tonight will include live music, a community dinner, a State of the Watershed address, and other conservation project updates from watershed residents, a tour of a project CCCWC funded at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, and more. Dinner and music will begin at 5:30, followed by the State of the Watershed address and other speakers at 6:30. The Coon Valley Conservation Club is located at S1005 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. The event is free and all are welcome. Guests are encouraged to bring their own picnic wear. Today is entry day for 4-H'ers at the Richland County Fair for swine until 2, and beef, sheep, goats, rabbits, and poultry until 4. Vet checks will be held at 5. 4-H weigh-in for sheep and goats will be held at 6. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Helping you
like options that are clear and easy to understand. At
WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Here's the scoop for the Richland Area Farmers Market today. It opens at 1:30 and goes until 6. They hope to have lots of good stuff, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, sweet corn, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more as well. Remember, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. To use them, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens, good for fresh fruits and vegetables and herbs. The Boomerang shopping bags are available for $5. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you'll receive a coupon good for any market product. Again, it begins today, no early sales. They'll ring the bell at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. At the Richland Area Farmers Market today, across from Quick Trip at the historic Train Depot in Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, September 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 2. Joe Palfrey is survived by his parents, Joseph and Jackie Palfrey, a brother, Matthew Mortensen, sister, Vanessa Palfrey, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Tom Sharp is survived by two daughters, Lisa Sharp and Tina and Rick Sharp, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, best friend Pamela Sharp, two sisters, Nancy and Tom Phelan and Patty Sharp, a brother, Dave Sharp and Donna, and many other relatives and friends. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Steiner is survived by three daughters, Mary and Ron Troxell of Beloit, Phyllis Razek of Boscobel, and Lyndon Edward Chitwood of Blue River. 8 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, and her sister-in-law, Janice Gobin of Platteville. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Gilbank is survived by her husband, Philip, 3 sons, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, and Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, a daughter, Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Tietrich, Philip's children, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, Shelley and Jay Paulu, and Sherry and Michael Rockwell, 6 grandsons, 7 granddaughters, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Diana and Jerry Leach, special nieces, Cynthia McCarthy and Patricia McNutt, and many other relatives. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May, D. Gray, 94, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. D. Gray is survived by 4 children, Michael Gray of Platteville, Carla and Tom Rawson of Richland Center, David Gray of Platteville, and Denise and Pete Koss of Green Bay, 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, former sister-in-law, a niece and 2 nephews. Dolores May, D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Velma Shaw is survived by her son, Gary Shaw and Ethel Jaskey of DeForest, 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenneth Pardoon of Richland Center, many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tyler Smith Drake is survived by his parents, Terry J. Gander of Richland Center and Ivan Drake of Arizona, a brother, Cody Klimpf and Brooke Bronstand, nephew, niece, grandmother, Joan Smith, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court and Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court and Main.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job, it's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
A number of couples are celebrating today. Anniversary wishes go out to James and Diet Thomas, Don and Irma Miller, Al and Jan Starr, Brad and Mindy Cradwell, Dan and Patty Behrens, Steve and Lacey Banker, and Brian and Stephanie Perkins. Two couples are celebrating their 59th anniversaries today. That's Jerome and Sandy Durst, and Clark and Janice Pedersen. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are looking at some pleasant weather conditions all across the region. However, we're tracking a front which stretches from Colorado up through northwest Minnesota into Canada. Some scattered showers along that. It will gradually slip off to the southeast now over the next 24 hours and should start bringing rain to northwest Wisconsin by late tonight. And some of those showers could make it into our neck of the woods by tomorrow afternoon. For the most part, we're not expecting any severe weather around here. And rainfall totals probably fairly light, a few tenths of an inch or less generally expected. Looks like a shot of cool polar air will be coming down across the upper Midwest behind that front and making for a fall-like weekend around here. In fact, some scattered frost could be expected across the northern half of Wisconsin this weekend, maybe just a few degrees above that here. Otherwise, a cool spell will not last too long, with already south winds and warming temperatures returning late Sunday and especially Monday. Readings could be above normal for a good part of next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunny and pleasant with a high near 80. South wind between 6 and 15. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. We drop to 53. Tomorrow the clouds increase and still warm. 30% chance of a couple of showers or light thunderstorms by the early afternoon with a high of 79 degrees. Southwest wind tomorrow morning becoming northwest later on in the day up to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler. Low 52, high 65. For Saturday, partly sunny and fall-like, low 41, high 64. Sunday, mostly sunny, low 42 with a high of 72. Monday will be mostly sunny and warmer yet, low at 50, high up to 79. Next Tuesday, increasing clouds with at least a small chance of showers or thunderstorms late in the day, high 78. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 76. The record high for this date set in 1947 is 94. The record low 37 was set in 1974. Last year's high was 92 with a low of 63. Sunset today will be at 7:32 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 30.13. Relative humidity is 44% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A free option for calculating a farm's carbon intensity today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In order for farms to benefit from some of the financial incentives available for being more sustainable, they have to verify what's called the carbon intensity of the practices they're using. Meristem, a producer of biological crop products for farmers, is providing free access to an online calculator for a carbon intensity score. Chief Revenue Officer Peter Russinellis.
You know, there's a lot of white noise out there, I think, for the farmer. We want to provide this as a very transparent tool so that we can help navigate these carbon intensity conversations.
Russinellis says the calculator allows farmers to play what if.
There's some other services in the market where you can pay to get your carbon index score figured out. And this is something we didn't want our customers to pay for. We want to be able to go on there, play with the calculator, and better understand what it means. You know, if you change your practices, what does that mean for my carbon intensity score?
And says Russinellis,
anybody can do it. They don't have to be a customer of Meristem. And then if they have further questions from there, we have Meristem dealers and reps that would be glad to work with them. And it gives them that test drive.
There's a link to the calculator on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
A brokerage firm survey of farmers shows corn and soybean yields are not much different from USDA's predictions. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Lindsay Such with Allendale tells Brownfield their 2024 survey shows corn yields slightly below USDA's estimate.
USDA is at 183.1. Our survey would suggest 182.5, so nothing too drastic, but that is slightly under USDA, where beans were a little bit different. USDA is at 53.2 bushel per acre, and our survey actually showed 53.3.
Such says the Allendale survey did show some unexpected regional differences for both corn and soybeans.
Minnesota was probably a little bit under than what we would have expected. It seems like they might be struggling a little bit. Indiana was a little bit of a surprise on the high side, especially because their precipitation was a little bit under normal, really, for July.
Such says the survey data suggests USDA won't be making any large corn production estimate increases, as they might even lower their yield guess. Farmers continue to battle high input costs. Craig Dick with Phosphalutions tells Brownfield the current price situation for phosphorus is as bad as it's ever been.
China has curtailed export. Brazil isn't really producing. We have the countervailing duties reducing imports of phosphate fertilizers into the United States. And so that means the price of phosphorus fertilizer is going to remain high for the foreseeable future.
Brownfield interviewed Dick during the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa last week. A climatologist says some farmers have been concerned about the possibility of an early freeze and its impact on corn and soybeans. Dennis Toddy is director of USDA's Midwest Climate Hub. He says he's been talking with growers who faced planting delays or had to replant.
We can't see anything about absolute chances for freeze up till about 2 weeks out.
Toddy said he has no major concerns with any kind of an early freeze at this point.
We're seeing corn starting to turn. Soybeans are going to start turning here pretty quickly as we're going along. I really don't have any major concerns. You know, if somebody planted really late, maybe some far northern areas that were a little bit delayed might have a little bit of issue.
Toddy says the trend is for the first freeze to occur later this fall. USDA says only 3% of South Dakota's corn is mature as September begins. And an agronomist says more heat units are needed to help the later planted corn reach maturity.
We need anywhere from 250 to 300 more to reach black layer.
Rick Swenson with Peterson Farm Seed says there's a lot of corn denting and it feels like the crop is further behind in its progress than reality and the corn is variable. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices still haven't been established. Pecker inquiry could pick up as the day progresses, but significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Boxed beef is higher at midday with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 61 cents at $3.11.28. Select is 33 cents higher at $300.44. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were steady to $5 higher on a light test. The USDA says a majority of the offering was made up of yearlings with a few load lots included. Demand was moderate to good, and supply was light. Medium and large one feeder steer, 736 pounds, brought $264.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 656 to 699 pounds, brought $256 to $274. Feeder heifer, 713 to 744 pounds, brought $246.85 to $250. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot, providing some price support. There are concerns, though, around domestic demand. Hog weights dropped back again this week to 280.7 pounds. That's down nearly 2 pounds on the week, but is still 5 pounds above year-ago levels. The industry continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $70 to $80 and a weighted average of $78.63. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of $77.88. The Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of $78.61. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $51 to $63. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.54 at $97.28. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Farmer and board member James Giese joins us. National Corn Growers selects growers from across the country to serve on action teams, and you're on the ethanol action team. Tell us about that.
Well, the ethanol action team got me a lot more involved with ethanol, a lot more knowledgeable than I thought it ended up being. We look at different platforms for the ethanol to be sold on, traded, and study different uses for it as well. On the ethanol side of it, I guess, I really enjoy how they elaborate on engines and usage and clean burning. We're dealing with the aviation fuel situation right now, hoping that turns into a large market for us. Right now, it's basically legislative, making sure we have the infrastructure for it, making sure that we have a sale for it. I mean, there's people saying they would take it, obviously, but saying one thing and doing is another. But I still think down the road, I think it's going to be where our markets end up, and hopefully we're some of the leaders in the pack to get it in the air.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are mixed, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today. The USDA's national crop rating was down slightly on the week, but is holding above a year ago. Forecasts for much of the Midwest generally look dry into mid-month. November beans are up 8 1/4 at 10.20 and a quarter. January's 9 higher at 10.38 and a half. October bean meal's up $7.50 at $324.90. And with the continued collapse in crude oil, October soybean oil's down 40 points at $40.60. Corn's up modestly, monitoring late development conditions and early harvest activity ahead of USDA's next ahead of next week's USDA production estimates. Most private yield projections are close to the USDA's August guess. December corn's up 2 1/4 at 411.5. March is 2.5 higher at 429.75. And wheat's higher. 70% of the spring wheat crop is harvested with quality issues in some areas, while winter wheat planting's just getting started. Export demand has improved, but Russia remains in control of the market. December Chicago's up 9 1/4 at 576. December Kansas City's 10.5 higher at 586.75. December Minneapolis wheat's up 9 1/4 at 616.5. Live cattle are mixed, waiting for direct business, and feeders are down on the higher corn. October live is up 15 at 179.42. December's 12 higher at 178.97. October feeders are down $1.50 at 237.82. November feeders are 122 lower at 235.40. And hogs are pressured by inconsistent domestic demand, with pork lower at midday after yesterday's higher close. October leans down 40 at 82.15. December's 82 lower at 72.97. Crude oil's down. The U.S. dollar index is weak. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Summer vacation is over and Wilkinson Auctions is ready to go back to work. We have a bunch of auctions this month. Our huge equipment consignment auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on September 18th. A farmette outside of Columbus offered at Real Estate Auction on September 19th. A huge gun and sporting goods collection from the Jamie Makovic Estate in Muscadet on September 20th. Our equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard on September 30th. And a large multiple estate online auction ending in September as well. We're also busy listing and selling real estate. Some of our new listings include 80 acres of farmland south of Muscadet with the majority of it tillable, a waterfront vacation house outside of Avoca, a beautiful 5-acre farmette outside Richland Center, and a 4.5-acre vacant lot in the country south of Muscadet. Wilkinson Auctions is back to work for you, helping you sell and buy real estates, farm and construction equipment, and more. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.